Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Just started here.
All right.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three of the most knowledgeable games journalists in the video game field. My name is Tommy Dasilo. Sitting with us here, we've also got
Ben Vanell, a very experienced and very credible video games journalist.
And we've also got
Adam Knox. 7 means pretty good, 8 means very good, 9 means excellent, 10,
well, you've got yourself a masterpiece.
Have you ever played something that you'd think would be a 10?
Perhaps the game that we're going to talk about today?
Ooh. No, but there's a lot of good games out there.
What a big call by a big boy.
I remember when I used to read the official Nintendo magazine, and when Turok 2 came out, they gave it a 10 out of 10. They gave it 100%, which was huge for the day.
It couldn't be better.
Those weapons.
And nothing's, they were right. Nothing has been better since. I think we can all agree.
That was the peak of bow and arrow.
Oh, man.
Hey, baby. Shut the fuck up until I've introduced you. How about that? Joining us today, we have a special guest. You'll know him from the Fancy Boy TV pilot, local Melbourne via Perth comedian. Please welcome into Filthy Casuals. Let's blow the dust out of the cartridge and plug him in. Ben Russell. Yeah.
Ben Russell, I live video games.
You live for video games.
I live them.
No, he just lives them, yeah.
Yep.
He runs around bloody jumping on turtles all the time. That's what he means.
We should get
my life is a lot like Manhunt, the game. So I just brutally murder people.
Oh, you mean your life's overrated?
Oh, no.
I told you I was a real video game critic.
I mean I was banned for a while.
and then you were allowed into the country.
Young me got a copy and was like, check this out. And then was like, nah, this game's not that great.
It's not as good as GTA. Sorry, Rockstar, but yeah.
What are the games that we've been banned from having here? Carmageddon? Was that one of them? Carmageddon was
Mark
banned.
Mark Echo's Getting Up Under Pressure, which is the funniest name
what
for
the
a
fuck
video
is
game.
That?
It's Hotline Miami 2 was banned here.
Oh, really?
Was it? Mm. Yeah.
Mark Echo's Getting Up Under Pressure.
Please.
Which, again, I just want to say it as many times as possible because it's the funniest name.
The video game adaptation of the famous David Bowie song.
Yeah, it's a video game adaptation of me after a couple too many drinks. My dick don't work, but I...
So there's just a lot of weeping. quick, mash X and you'll weep harder.
Press Y to offer to pay for a taxi. it's about spray painting. And that's why I was banned here, because graffiti is dangerous.
Wow. Are we the most, in terms of video games getting censored on the way into this country?
Germany's pretty bad.
Really?
They changed the blood colour to green, I'm pretty sure. They used to for every game.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Germany's not into violence, traditionally. Just historically not a violent people. Yeah.
Let's roll on with the discussion and not touch on that anymore.
Yeah, let's not talk about Europe. So
mind you, we've had, like, I remember playing the Warriors game.
Yeah.
Which is another Rockstar game. And the hits on that, like when you punch people, you really can beat the shit out of them. And it's super graphic.
We spoke about it recently, Bioshock Infinite. Like, that's brutally violent. Like, you have like a hook.
That, like, the travel. The
It's like a sky hook.
Yeah.
It's like kind of like a.
Red Simons goes and beats the shit out of him.
It's like a swirling.
Talk about horror movie.
Cheryl comes over.
This isn't really about video games.
Builds you a great barbecue.
But he's a zombie.
I saw Red Simons in a park.
And?
Last week. No further questions, please.
I used to see Red Simons in a park all the time because he used to live a street away from me.
How many Red Simons have you seen in a park?
Just one for me. He went to shop and then came back through.
So it's a double.
what a jackpot.
Was this Edinburgh Gardens?
It was Edinburgh Gardens.
Yeah, because he lives like a street away from that.
Do you know the address?
No. No. But I used to see him down the shops all
Email
the time.
In if you do know the address. We're very, very keen
he
to know.
Walks around in a... He's one of those, like, famous people that you see who walks around projecting this vibe of, like...
Fuck
yeah,
off.
Everyone looking at me. Oh. We all know I'm Red Simons.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
He like
one time I was on Chapel Street and I walked past a cafe that was like open air frontage.
Yeah.
And Nick Giannopoulos was sitting at a table by himself.
Wait.
Facing the street. Just wanting people to walk by and go, holy shit, it's Nick Giannopoulos. You know what I mean? Just projecting a vibe of like, yeah we all know.
Yeah,
we all know
me,
it's me.
Nick
yeah, I'm the walk boy. All right.
Get excited, everyone.
You seen Underbelly season one?
Wait, is he?
That's a great.
I think he's in Underbelly season one.
No, he's not.
Is he not?
I don't think he is.
No, it's not a comedy.
No.
Someone is.
I haven't seen it.
But hey, speaking of things that are banned, Victoria, baby, we know get that Underbelly season one.
Oh yeah,
remember that?
Yeah,
no, I don't.
Because of like the, you know, the legal ramifications.
Because the trial, like it was in court at the time, and they couldn't air it.
Of course,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. The guy, so, Carl, whatever his name was.
It was a great marketing ploy because
yeah,
Victoria wasn't allowed to see it, so they were like, "This must be great."
Yeah,
and then Underbelly 2 came out, and they were like, "We've been tricked."
Yeah, we were better off.
Like it came out on DVD, and they couldn't even sell it on DVD here, and like people would like bring it back. People would go up to Sydney and go.
Ironically, the only way to get it was through a little bit of organized crime.
Ooh,
I bought my copy of Underbelly off of Dylan Moran. What's his name?
Dylan Moran. Dylan Moran. Yeah. Rick Dylan Moran.
Rick Moran.
Irish Moranis.
What's his name?
Hey,
Toby Moran.
Hey there.
It's Moran.
After his gig, he was like, hope you enjoyed the gig. I'll be selling Underbellies out in the stage door. I'll sign them for you.
Oh, at the stage door. Not even at a merch table.
No,
this
stage
is real.
Door.
No, because it's Underbelly, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it a lot.
Just, he's got a trench coat full of DVDs. Yeah. You can pull it out.
Underbelly. I've got Dragonheart. That's a great movie.
Knox, you had a couple minutes now. You worked out that name, or were you
Toby
still...
Moran? I don't remember.
Toby Moran. Okay.
Was it Carl Moran?
Was it Carl Moran?
Was it Moran even?
It's Carl.
Can I just say my favorite thing to do on a podcast is sit around and and debate a question for a very long time. Because you know that someone listening just knows it off the top of their head.
Or instantly Googled it.
And is getting extraordinarily frustrated that they can't come in and save us. It fills me with a lot of joy. What I'm trying to say is, let's discuss this for even longer than we already have.
Sounds good.
No, but we do have to get to the big news of this week, the big video game news. This is a bit of the reason we've gotten Ben Russell in here is because, of course, on Tuesday, Fallout 4 was released in this great country of ours.
Yes. Or as I call it, the game that isn't Destiny, so I can finally stop.
Yeah,
playing
because
that
you're a
fucking game.
Yeah, so old B Russ is a mad Destiny boy,
and I hate it, but I love it.
You've got like a crew, don't you? Like an online crew.
Yeah, I got a mad crew.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like Destiny like one of the first big titles on the PS4
it was,
that everyone was getting mad hype about, and then it felt like it came out and everyone just went,
"This is awful." Yeah. They were like, "Oh, this game sucks."
Yeah.
Because
it's Bungie, so it was like, oh, like they're doing the PS4 game, like because Halo's obviously, you know, it's
But and the game does suck. Like even with the expansions, the gameplay itself is fucking incredible. But the actual game, like, it's almost like a tech demo for Bungie going, hey, look at all the things that you love us for, except for the story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or anything that really like...
So did you see, there was, you know how Marty O'Donnell, who was the guy who made the music for all the Halo games and for Destiny?
Yeah.
He's been suing Bungie.
Oh, really?
Because they kicked him out. And all this stuff about the development of that game came to light because of this trial.
Oh,
yeah, I think
wow.
Kotaku? Yeah. I can never say it.
Dylan Moran.
Awesome. Dylan Moran.
Yeah.
They did this awesome article about basically the rundown of all the shit that came out of that.
Right.
And it was awesome.
It's super interesting.
It was like they did the writing team basically put together this like hot reel of presentation and then showed it to Activision and the heads of Bungie and they were just like, nah, we don't like this.
Yeah.
So they basically just fucking...
This is 2 years, three years into development.
They just salve it, like just fucking butchered it and Frankensteined this thing together.
Yeah.
That they like switch characters around and character models and things like that. And it's fucking incredible because they had to basically rejig the story but then shape these already built missions.
Yeah, right.
And worlds into the new story that is now like... Obviously, quite different.
It sounds like
as a result, they just had Nothing.
It's nothing. It's a nothing story.
Do you remember? I can't imagine. Yeah. I came into it to just before House of Wolves dropped, and it was still just half a game, even with Dark Below. Like, it didn't even begin.
Why did you get it then? Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. The gameplay is great. It's very smooth. It's very fun. It's so addictive. Good. Like
the story in that game. Like, do you remember when they released Anchorman on DVD? And they had that second semi-Anchorman movie
that was cut together from the footage.
The story of Destiny, from all accounts, is basically that second Anchorman film.
Is
just like shots of Paul Rudd going, what? And they try to cobble together this fucking story out of it. Yeah. I haven't really played Destiny much. I played some of my brother's copy of it.
Yeah,
oh, man, it's so good.
It's really fun.
I'm a sucker for it. I'm like top level. I'm 305 light. Like, I've been raiding and... And then I was just like, I gotta stop playing this game.
Yeah.
Because it just starts shitting you. Once you sort of get to a point level, you just like, I hate this. And you just play with the biggest fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Just the dumbest cunts around.
Shout out to XX420 crew.
Oh, but you'll do like a pickup group because it doesn't have, there's no
matchmaking stuff.
No matchmaking.
Yeah.
Which is good. I'm for it because then you go onto the matchmaking sites and you play with the biggest fucking idiots that I've ever encountered.
Yeah.
And so you'll play like with a 5-year-old and this like big fat sweaty dude that thinks that he knows
he's fat. Yeah. He might not be fat. He might just have a chubby voice. You don't know. He's probably
fat.
Nah, he's probably fat.
Yeah.
But and then he'll just be like, you get a lot of those guys that think that they know everything, and they're like, no, man, I know. They're all American.
Yeah.
And they're all just, it's the worst. But sometimes you'll have these fucking, you'll get a group and it'll be this flash of just fucking intense awesomeness.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've torn apart Fallout 4. Let's move right along. But no, so you were deep into Destiny. And
I was balls
now,
deep.
This is the one thing that's been able to rip you out of its grasp.
Rip that sweet pain out of Destiny's deep clunge.
Rip the sweet pain out of Destiny's deep clunge.
And now you're
it's
fucking
stuck right
Fallout
in
4.
Fallout 4's tiny butt.
Out of its deep bun.
Okay, so how should we go about this? Because it's a huge launch. First of all, it's broken a whole bunch of sales records.
Yeah,
there was a story during the week that I don't know if you guys saw this, that Pornhub reported
it.
Pornhub reported that its usage went down. They like were actually able to track a huge dip in the traffic.
I wouldn't have thought
that
had been any crossover between those two demographics. That's really weird.
Just imagine Pornhub like headquarters. A light goes like, we're losing subscribers.
Dress somebody up as a ghoul and get somebody to fuck them.
It's Black Tuesday.
Our cum level is dropping.
It's not that Black Tuesday. It's like, another Black Tuesday.
Yeah, so I found that very funny that they can actually quantify those numbers and also go, this is definitely what caused it.
I read a thing, it sold 12 million copies.
Yeah.
And we're less than a week out from when it was released, which is that's a lot of... I ain't no mathematician.
Yeah.
But 12 million, big number.
That's
from
a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So you guys have all been playing it this week.
Yeah.
You all went in day one. I have not played it. My experience with it, we just played it a little bit then. I had a little bit of a go of the intro. We'll get to that a bit later on. But my experience with it is I was following the hype. I'm always very interested in anything that's launches on a big scale like this.
Yeah.
And then I watched a couple of video reviews of it that looked really good. I was contemplating going in on a PS4 this week specifically to be able to play it. I did not end up doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, I have to say, not so much from reviews and press and stuff, but just from other people I know playing it, I have heard a lot of negative opinion. In fact, a friend of mine is contemplating taking it back to JB and getting the old trade-in refund, something that he has never done before.
Why?
Well, okay. How about we do this? I'll just explain the criticisms that I have heard secondhand from other people and you guys, because you're all super into it, right?
I also understand. I remember with Fallout 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The first playthrough, I let it go. Like, I didn't really like it.
Right.
And it wasn't until I think I came back quite a long time after that I fully got into it. Because it's so big.
Mm. Yeah.
and I just wasn't sure what to do. I got the same problem when I started playing Oblivion.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is this game? I don't even know what to do. And so I can understand it, but if you sort of... I think if you're familiar with it, you
know. Okay, a lot of the problems I've heard, I know, and I think everyone's experience with this is different, but a lot of people have been saying it's buggy as shit.
That's
to the point of having to restart the console.
Yeah.
I think the other things I've heard are just, I don't know, like I just think people have sort of been saying they've found it a bit overwhelming. The graphics for a next-gen game aren't quite up to scratch.
I think they feel very dated.
And I have heard the theory that it's getting a bit of a free pass just because people have waited so long.
All right.
And if this were a standalone thing that just shipped out, people would... This wouldn't cut the mustard if this was just standing by itself.
I've heard that free pass thing as well, but I think that's more about managing expectations because Bethesda, who developed this game, have a track record of making the exact same game again and again in a different setting. Like Oblivion, Morrowind, Fallout 3, Skyrim, and this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All basically different versions of the same game.
Yeah. Right.
If you were expecting more than that, you would be disappointed by this because it isn't more than that. It's very much Fallout 3, 2.
Yeah.
And so I think the thing of people giving it a free pass isn't so much about like them thinking that Bethesda can't do any wrong or whatever. It's more about like, I kind of expected. And there are a lot of bugs.
The free pass is like, I enjoyed this other game they made and this is kind of the same one.
Yeah.
So I'm still enjoying it.
You got to make a couple
kind of
concessions
what Bethesda do. They do just kind of build it. They lay that framework and then it's almost like that game version 2, that game version 3. They just kind of...
Yeah.
Tighten and make it add some features and tighten other features and
the graphics aren't amazing. They're pretty good though.
Yeah,
like it looks good.
I think
the frame rate's a little dodgy at sometimes. I'm playing on the Xbox One.
It happens on the PS4 as well.
Considering how many mechanics you have.
Yep.
Going on, especially when walking in the downtown, like there's such a vertical game.
Yeah,
and there's so much like I'll be walking along and then all of a sudden the Brotherhood and Raiders in the distance, which the sound is amazing in this game.
Yeah.
You'll hear that off fire gunfire and then like massive explosions and you'll be like, what the fuck is going on there? Let's check it out.
Yeah, and I'll
happening.
Like you can forgive the frame rate slowing down for a living, breathing world.
Well, because a large part of it is that it hasn't affected me actually doing what I want to do in it yet.
Yeah.
The frame rate hasn't dropped during a key moment or whatever and I've fucked something up because of it.
Right.
It's just been sort of while I'm looking in a weird place or whatever.
Yeah.
But do you not think, I just think this is a bit of a problem that seems to happen now with games where games do ship out and it feels like, it sort of feels like for the money that consumers are spending, things just kind of ship a little bit half done now, like with bugs in them and stuff. I think it's because they set these release dates and people pre-order, so there's so much money on the line, so they can't go, you know what, it's taking longer than we thought, we need to put this off by 6 months to fix it up.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, in nowhere else, no other form of entertainment would you accept that. Like if you went to a fucking animated movie and one of the scenes is just still drawn in pencil, you wouldn't go, well, fair enough. I mean, I like the rest of it, so it's okay that this one scene is just
6 months later, they might give us that scene fully animated.
You're absolutely right. And I think the pre-ordering is just like really unhealthy.
It's bad
for the industry.
Yeah,
I don't do it.
I don't get why anyone does it. Like, if I walk into a JB Hi-Fi now, I'm going to be able to get Fallout 4.
Yeah.
It's going to be on the
shelf. Exactly. I don't get it either.
Yeah.
And I really hate it when you get things like your Batmans that will bring out content just for the pre-orders, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you'll be like, that's fucked.
It's always... And it's
just being greedy.
It tends to be... This is no defense of them. It tends to be kind of garbage stuff that like, oh, it's some costume. Who really cares?
But like in Destiny, they just had like, oh, now you can dance like a fucking idiot.
Finally!
Finally!
Nintendo, for a lot of the things that they do wrong, that's one thing that they do pretty consistently. They delay stuff all the time. And it's frustrating at the time when you're into it and, your big titles on those systems are few and far between.
Mm.
But, you know, they're just such perfectionists that they're like, they would rather roll over and die than put something out that doesn't match up to their standards.
Yeah. Absolutely. I would love... Yeah. I don't care.
More than that as well.
Like, sure. Because once you get it, it's all irrelevant. The weight is irrelevant anyway.
I don't have the game.
Yeah.
So if it's delayed, I'm like, well, now I just won't have the game for a little bit longer.
Nintendo, more than even that, they've rather than, like, their post-release stuff has felt like extra stuff rather than plugging holes that exist in the original thing.
That's the thing. Like, you don't play a Mario Kart game and ever like feel like there's a gap in that perfect plastic sheen of, you know, like this is a polished product. Like
it's finished. Yeah.
It's all polished. It's all perfect.
I mean,
it's
interesting
there are only a few developers now that will release a game that is fully done.
Like, well, because people have proven that they don't really care some point. Like, I mean it seems like we care, but we keep buying them.
And that seems like it's one of the buggier releases in big releases
it
in 100% recent memories.
Is.
But it's still like Skyrim.
But like, it's sold the most of anything. So yeah, people do not give a fuck.
A big difference between, I think, Fallout 4 at this point, though, like I'm maybe like 15 hours in or something, like, which is not an insignificant amount, but for this game, it's not a lot.
Mm.
And it doesn't feel like the content is incomplete.
Mm.
Everything that should be in the game is in there. It's just a little buggy and patchy at points. But like Metal Gear Solid 5 earlier this year, for example, and a lot of people had this problem with it, it felt like it wasn't done. And it got shoved out the door before they properly finished it yet. And like, not in terms of it was polished and all of that, but the actual content of it wasn't done. And Fallout 4 doesn't have that problem. So I think people are more willing to put up with just a little bit of frame rate hitchiness. And like, there's lots of bugs in Fallout. I've seen a bunch of them. Like, the main menu wouldn't show up a couple of times and I had to like unplug the fucking Xbox to get it to stuff like that. Just weird dumb things.
I personally
had any problem.
That's the crazy thing as well, is it's
and
totally
I
different for
I
every person.
I sat in my underpants
all
day yesterday.
And my
girlfriend just fucking looked at me like I was a piece of filth. And I was. She was like, I'm going to go out, and I'm like, okay. I'm not going to play this.
Isn't that a relief when the other person in the house leaves?
You're like, oh,
bliss.
Yes. This is why you got to live alone, man. I live alone, and I tell you what, I'm fat as a barrel.
You don't live alone because you have the shadow of sadness and loneliness and despair.
You guys need to be in my position a year ago where the person in the house leaves forever.
Sometimes we'll get Ben back on the podcast in 6 months.
When a game is so good that someone leaves forever and it's the best thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I can play Fallout 4 forever.
And then you get to the point where you've done everything. You're like, wow, whoops.
Yeah. Okay, so I don't know where to begin because I think I'm just going to sort of ask you guys stuff about
it. Well, how about we begin? So before we recorded,
let's begin at the beginning.
Tommy played through the intro of the game. So do you want to? Should we step through maybe the intro?
Yeah. So we got here. I watched you kind of.
By the way, let's just say really quickly, if you want to play this and you haven't gone into it yet, and you don't want to hear anything spoilery,
totally, we're
going to do that. I don't really care about that.
None
stuff.
Of us have completed it. I think I've gotten. I don't even think halfway through the main story.
Yeah.
But just maybe enough, but not
if
much.
You're putting yourself
nothing
in
spoilerific.
If you're putting yourself in some sort of vault
until
you get a chance to play it.
Hey man, spoiler alert.
I don't get it.
Come on, man.
So I played through the intro. Well, we got here and I watched you kind of fuck around on it for a bit.
Yep.
Well, I was showing them one of the massive bugs. Which is the exploit to get just infinite caps.
Yeah.
Put that out there for anyone listening who's interested.
Just go to the Arturo in Diamond City. You can't do it with all the vendors. Buy all of his one ammo type. Then sell back. This is without accepting the sale. So then sell back one, then sell the rest, and you've got one little phantom bit of ammunition. And you can sit there like a little sad boy and pound the X key.
Yep. Honk it.
Honk and just sit there like it's a
say
sweet.
It. Say what you want to say. Don't hold back.
Like it's a sweet bean.
And, that you're thinking about.
Yeah. Oh. Think about those beans. And you can just pound it and that'll give you as much. You can barter and get whatever you want, basically.
It's the Filthy Casuals Embezzle Minute. There we go.
It's quite a massive exploit. Yeah. Okay, so you'd think that some tester would have been like,
oh. Yeah,
yeah.
So great. So you've described to us how you make love. Now tell us about this.
I pull my pants down.
Cool. So I watched you kind of play around with that. Ben, your character that you've made in it, you've tried to make him look like Clint Eastwood wearing a fedora.
Yes. Yes.
Clint Eastwood.
Looks...
Ooh. I said cunt Eastwood.
Okay.
Yeah. Adam Plant. Right.
So he's. I've made him like a pretty generic... gunslinger hero type. So that's how I'm playing through it. Using rifles and pistols and stuff. And a bit of charisma as well.
But yeah. So, yeah, I played the very start where, yeah, the bit I've seen shared around a lot of you. By the way, I watched a bit of a gameplay trailer thing. No, yeah. A bit of a gameplay demo thing before it came out. Because I was like, I realized we'd been talking about it the week before. I knew nothing about the game at all. I didn't even know what style of game it was. I was like, oh, I'll watch a bit of footage.
Yeah.
And it was like a guy doing, it was like a presentation of them presenting kind of basically the intro of the game.
Right.
And so they got to that screen that's at the start of the game where you're looking in the mirror and you can choose your appearance, which mm-hmm. we spent a lot of time doing.
Yes.
But in this thing I watched, this guy's on stage presenting that part and like he gets a word, and here's where you can, you know, edit the appearance. And the crowd goes nuts.
Yeah.
Who cares?
The crowds like, always go nuts for that shit. They hire a bunch of people to sit there and like, we don't want to lose our jobs. Yay.
Oh, yeah, man. It was like, wow. Talk about like you've seen what is maybe the most boring part of the game.
Well, these are the same people that, you know, like on the subreddit FO4 would just like, they were just going nuts over this game.
Yeah. In Fallout 5, you can complete your taxes.
Yeah. What? But so we did that. We spent a bit of time.
Like to be fair, it's a really good character creation system. Like it's you can do anything. Pretty
well,
much.
Yeah. So I designed a character who what's he got? He's got a big broad face. He's got he's bald, and I went through and I put on every
blemish,
everything you can do to the face. Yeah. I did.
So you can just make yourself in this game. It's crazy.
Very raw.
For the listeners who don't know what I look like, I'm a fucking monster. I then went and just made his ears huge. I fucked up his chin. Yeah. Gave him a big nose. Gave him
big
really
fat
small.
Boy.
Big yeah,
big
huge fatty. Fat boy.
Yep. Maximum fat. Which, by the way, I looked at it and sort of thought like, I'm about the fat of that guy.
You're Fallout 4 fat.
I'm Fallout 4 maximum fat.
You're a Fallout boy.
I'm going to fall out of these jeans if I lose a couple of kilos.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Not bad. Fingers crossed.
You're going to fall out of a window if you don't.
Yeah, I'm going to fall just through
life.
The floor.
So we did that for a bit. That was, you know, look, we had a good time. We had a fun time with mates mucking around.
We certainly did.
And he called you your fuckface.
Yes.
I called my name, my guy fuckface.
Yeah, little robot guy says it as well.
That fuckface is one of the said.
Yeah, the little
names.
Robot comes to you and says, "G'day, Mr. Fuckface."
Mr. Fuckface.
Which, I mean, I wish we could have captured that moment of us rejoicing when it was fuckface. Is there anything sweeter dating back to, I don't know if you guys ever had on a computer when you were a kid, any of those text-to-voice programs.
Oh, yeah.
Hello,
man, when you
Captain.
Realized,
poop.
When you realized
so
you
good.
Could make it say pussy. I mean, what day in your childhood was better than
put
that?
Put a penis in my vagina. And then you were just like, yes! This
Stephen
is
Hawking.
Sick!
Talk about a hard drive. I've got a boner. I used to do it all the time.
Fuck you, asshole.
So
cunt.
That was very cool. Fun.
Cunt.
I gotta say,
it's my second cunt, third cunt, technically fifth.
Guys,
now.
Take it easy. Okay. I gotta say, I'm not really a fan of character customization stuff in games.
Likewise, I totally agree.
I don't like it.
I completely disagree. I think it's great.
I hate it.
It's boring as shit. And it always looks weird.
I love it. I love that in San Andreas, you could like. There was like a million different like clothing options you could do. You could like
getting clothes.
I love that stuff.
Getting clothes. Yeah. I like in GTA. I kind of like being able to make Trevor run around in his underpants. Like that. I like that. I'm talking about the face.
The minutiae of the brow, and it'll have this little bar for brow. Well, and I have no idea what level I'm meant to put.
Generally, I agree, but I actually think that this Fallout 4 has the best version of it because you just pick an area and you like move it around with the thumbstick. Mm. Like that's so much.
It is a lot, and I found myself
speaking of picking an area. And moving it around with a thumbstick, I'm thinking about those beans.
Oh. Those. I liked it.
Yeah.
But I got impatient, and I was like, I just want to play this fucking game.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So I feel like anytime I'm prompted to do that in a game, I don't put much time into it at all because I just want to get to the game.
Yeah.
And then when I'm deep in, I'm looking at the character. I'm like, fuck! I wish I'd done this better.
It's so
like,
fun.
I wish I'd made this person
but
look better.
You can go to a cosmetic surgeon.
Yes.
Go
well,
back.
Your mood changes as well, because I remember in Fallout 3, for some reason, I made Quentin Tarantino. And I called him Quentin. And then like 10 hours in, I was like, what the fuck am I playing as this weird creep?
He's not even a good like one of his characters, maybe.
No, I think I made the face and it ended up looking a bit like Quentin Tarantino.
You're like, I don't want Quentin Tarantino anymore. I want to play as the Quentin in the wheelchair.
So, but yeah, and the
from Mad Max.
With Fallout 4 specifically as well, the characters are voiced now, the main characters.
Yeah.
And so the voice kind of only fits in my head, maybe this is my problem, with the default faces. They look right for that voice.
Well, the guy that we made, the fat, fucked up looking weirdo.
We put every blemish, every scar, everything.
Yeah, him talking just, it's like, that voice coming out of that.
Mm. The voice sounds like Nathan Drake or something.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I went a lady.
I just prefer...
Because I think about those beans.
I just like having a character that's like someone else has designed, someone else has done their goddamn job and
that
designed a likable character that I project myself onto.
Yeah.
I like Nathan Drake, I like Link, I like Mario.
I went the default versions of both characters in Mass Effect because I thought that they looked really cool.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
I just don't know. Too, yeah. I mean, it just seems a little... It's just showing off. You know what I mean? Having it in there is just like, hey, look at this.
But people have done
You can do anything in this game.
People do funny things as well.
Because it has the coordinates of each face thing,
yeah.
You can find recipes for faces.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Do you want to play as Nigel Thornberry? Here you go.
Also, some people might want to not look like a generic white guy. That's also, you know...
They've got...
You know what? Some people are black and women. Not on this podcast, but...
I'm just saying.
No... I don't want to think about that.
I went in as a lady because I wanted to be like a badass, the bride from... Because you get your son stolen away.
Yes.
And so you're just like, I want to take revenge that only a mother could take, which is
the coldest,
fucking most brutal revenge ever.
That's so we played through the first bit, or I played through the first bit where, the bombs go off, I'm in a little shelter, and then I spent ages walking around with a baton just fucking hitting cockroaches, which I have to say, I would play a whole game of just that. I kind of was a bit disappointed to get out of the
Welcome to Fallout 4.
Okay, great. Fantastic. So that's an option. So you can play as the lady.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Without spoiling it. Oh no, who gives a fuck about spoiling it? If you're the woman, because when you're the guy,
this is the conceit that brings you out of the vault. And
when you're the guy, you see the woman get shot, and they take
and
the baby,
and the man just has a baby instead.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's just reverse.
Men can hold babies as well.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that was true in this world or in the world of the game.
It's totally accept. As long as it's your baby.
Would you like to hold this baby? No, man, I'm a dude.
I'm holding a beer. All right?
Are you kidding? I ain't got a bean. What are you talking about?
I went from the point where I got out of the vault.
Just describe your initial exit from the vault and what happened.
I walked out of the vault and I walked like a meter off a cliff. Of a sharp hill face, fell down and died immediately. Which I love that in reality,
that is exactly what would happen to you in like a post-apocalyptic situation. You'd spend 10 minutes thinking about exactly
200 years in a vault.
In the real world, I would have been killed by the fucking cockroach before I even gotten out of the vault.
You would have just gotten back into the ice box.
Yeah,
and like maybe this will fix itself in a few minutes.
But so I got out when I did it properly. I got into a bit where. Which has kind of always been my problem with these kinds of games is that I'm just walking around and it's not immediately clear what I'm meant to do. There's a bit of
blind
kind of poking around. And I have to say I don't love that. I've talked about this before, but I like really linear stuff where it's like go from A to B.
So in that case, I would suggest that you brought up your Pip-Boy and just marked the main quest.
Yeah.
And then just follow that.
Yeah.
Go to Diamond City, meet the people there, try and find your son, see what you're doing, join the factions, stuff like that.
We were kind of skipping the tutorial stuff. We were pretty much like fluffing over a bunch of the
Which was very frustrating because I don't know how to play. And then something comes up where...
Just figure it out, cunt.
I'm getting attacked by a bug. You guys are all sitting around laughing at me. Sorry I haven't spent all weekend one hand on the PS4 controller, other hand working my dick non-stop.
Oh, is that? Oh, okay.
Nah, it's true though. He's got you. He's sure as hell got me.
You know what I've been doing? Both hands on the dick. So feed him and weep, boys. Full house. So talk me through your guys' experience with it, because you're all pretty deep in. But Ben, yeah. what are you? You're, I get the impression you've played the most of it.
Yeah, I didn't play a lot this week, but as I said, yesterday was a big day for me.
Yep.
And I fucking just... it's been a while since I've just hammered a game where yep. you're just like, oh, God, I can't see.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to anyone.
Yeah, my knuckles started to seize up. Like, I got sore hands from just sitting in the same position all day.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It was brutal. With my fucking dog. I'm not in the game. I didn't do anything.
So talk me through. What are you... Ben Vernell.
Yeah.
Two Bens.
Yeah. Two Bs. Right?
Yeah.
What are you loving about it? What are your favorite things about it at this point? What's doing it for you?
The fact that... So it's a very interesting world, okay? Mm. I love the alternate history thing to it, the framework. I love the exploration. I am a collector. I like doing that. The fact that you can customize and build a bunch of hometowns.
Mm.
Like you have the ability to create houses, customize houses, create crops.
And you'll get started and then that's like 3 hours.
Exactly. And it's a very well-made system as well. So you just do it. You go for it. You scrap things that you find. You use that to create new things. It's a very fulfilling kind of thing to do.
Mm.
You create towns and...
Do the Minuteman quests and they just unlock more and more towns for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's great. That's a
and
great
what do you
part
get
of
out of like this whole thing of building settlements and towns and stuff?
Yeah.
What do you get out of that? Like
basically
how does
resources.
That,
you get resources.
Yeah.
You also get a bunch of
coming in.
A bunch of safe
if
places
you've got
to
enough
be.
Charisma, you can max or put a couple of stars in your local leader. Perk,
yeah, you can
which
create
will,
supply lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which will act almost as an Assassin's Creed was a Brotherhood when you could just buy the vendors and then you'd get them real time ducats.
Yep.
For right. real.
You become like a landlord, so you can kind of like that.
Yeah. But that is a diversion. That's like one good system. But also the story is great. The side quests are very interesting. Mm. The gameplay is great. Like there's no bugs in the gameplay. Like
the
it's
combat
very well
is
thought out.
So much better than Fallout 3. Like in Fallout 3, you basically had to. It turned into basically a turn-based game.
Totally. You well, always had to go.
Let me ask you this. So this is like. It's a sequel, like it's number four in a series, but it's an all new.
You can jump into this
story.
completely out of nowhere.
So, what's the story of Fallout 3? What happens in that? Very briefly,
you find your dad. He's Liam Neeson. You make some water. It's not particularly.
So, yeah, the plot of the games is not the most important part. It is the story
it's
of the
world of it. Yeah,
yeah. It is the fact that an entire alternate history has been created, and then you just play within that.
And yeah, right. 3 and 4 are completely separate. If you haven't played any of the others, 1, 2, or 3.
From what I've played of this one, it is a more focused storyline.
Yeah,
and
it
I'm
seems
afraid
a lot better.
I'm almost like I'm up to a point where I have to decide if which faction to make this thing so I can go somewhere.
Yep,
I'm just like, I don't want to continue that. And so I just go on exploring.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of weird. I mean, like, there's a couple of things with this where it's sort of dumb and nitpicky. It's almost like Mario doesn't even do any plumbing. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But, like, you're looking for your lost son and then you're like, some fucking dude comes up to you in the middle of a city. He's like, hey, I've lost my cat. Can you come and help me find it? And you're like, oh, yeah, man. Absolutely. I don't have anything on.
Yeah, but that's also nothing new with any RPG.
No, totally. It's always the same with this. And the other thing that's bothering me, and again, it doesn't matter, but it doesn't make sense, is it's 200 years after the apocalypse happened. Obviously, things are going to be a bit broken, but people still have just piles of junk in their fucking office. You know, if it's been 200 years, you haven't closed the drawer of a filing cabinet. It's half your fault.
Yeah.
Like, the apocalypse wasn't the biggest thing. It's just... I've noticed it, and now
I haven't
it's...
lived with my ex-wife.
No! You want to talk about falling out, I tell you. Oh. And the podcast there. But yeah, there's a couple of things. But like I was, the combat in Fallout 4 is genuinely actually...
By the way, that was fantastic.
That is...
That was the Turok 2 of jokes.
Well, you've got yourself a masterpiece. The combat is so much better in Fallout 4.
It's great.
It plays
actually,
like a proper shooter. It actually feels like the AI is pretty smart.
Yep.
It takes cover well. It tries to flank you. It's like, it's all quite good. And like, this is coming off of the last two games I played were Halo 5 and Black Ops 3.
Yep.
And this is just as good of a shooter pretty much as either of them.
Yep.
So
and you
just, a couple of nerds are just shouting. what yeah. listening
no,
to
No, they're not.
How could you fucking say that?
Yeah, what, you don't, you, I'll 360 quick scope fucking.
Ben, you've got a dog in, the, is it? In this, in the game, is that is that? Does everyone have that? Is that like?
No.
Is he your standard?
So you have a bunch of companions.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
I use a private eye named Nick Valentine.
Oh, he's cool.
Great.
He's
I love that sick. Story. That's awesome.
He also helps hack computers, which I also quite enjoy because I'm more of a lock. I'm more the lock pick boy.
Yes.
So. Yes. But I'm you can picky lock lock.
If you if you act the right way to certain people, they will become. Companion,
much like life itself,
and you can fuck them.
Yeah,
what?
They come along and like,
fuck that dog.
You can build up your relationship with them, and like, if you do stuff around them that they like. So I'm running with this girl called Piper. She's a journalist. She's big into telling the truth. So every time I tell the truth, the little thing in the corner comes up saying Piper liked that. Or if I do something really great, I go, oh, Piper loved that.
Ooh,
I wanna get Piper to like me because I wanna go have some lesbo sex with her.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Do some Mass Effect style.
Oh, yeah.
How many threads are there on Reddit?
They took out the alien rape scene out of this. I'm sorry. It's gone.
How many threads on Reddit are there people complaining about being friend zoned by Piper on at this point?
I hope Piper move.
Knox, did you do that thing on Facebook that you said you were going to do just before?
No, I didn't
you
do
fucking
it.
Fucking idiot.
Sorry. I forgot straight away.
We were talking about...
if someone wants to do it, I would love to see it. So let's just throw it out to the filth and see if...
God. All right. We were talking about... I came across a pack of wild dogs in the in this game, and you savages were all very insistent. I mean,
shoot the dogs.
Shoot them.
Yeah, shoot them. They're wild dogs.
Home, you should have heard these guys. They're all screeching and squawking, going, murder that dog, you little fucking pussy. Yeah. And I was like, guys, no, it's a living creature. But I think I've told this on the podcast before about how I played Shadow Man. On the 64, and the first thing you had to do in the game was shoot a dog, and I couldn't do it, and I felt very good at myself about that.
Yeah. It's the funnest game of all.
And we were going to put a post on the Cool Dogs group just basically saying that and see who...
You and Rad Brad should get together.
Who's Rad Brad?
Rad Brad's a YouTube game dude.
Is he a little sensitive boy?
He's sensitive. He just doesn't like shooting dogs.
Yeah,
The only thing with dogs is that dogs are never fun to shoot in video games. Like, regardless of what you think of dogs, but they're always like annoying little quick.
Yeah, exactly.
Enemies
you're always like running backwards and trying to.
I'm never like, man, I can't wait to shoot more dogs.
I don't know. That's a fucked up thing where it's like blowing people's heads off in a game. I have no problem with, but dogs, and I don't go, oh, that's like
because
well,
the dog
that's
never
like
chose
saw...
this life.
Pardon?
Yeah,
the dog never chose that life. The dog just ended
and you're
up.
Absolutely right, though. Dogs are never fun enemies.
They're always terrible.
But it's more like I personify a dog. You know what I mean? Like in a game,
you're a dog. You're saying you're a dog.
You're a dog.
Okay,
you personify
a
dog.
Okay.
What about the super?
Yeah, I used the wrong word, guys. Cut me some fucking slack.
My fursona is a dog.
It's more that like I connect it too much. I connect it with a real dog in the game, which I do not do for people at all.
No, because people are generally Nazis or raiders or whatever.
Or they don't actually look like people. Like you can make a dog in a game that looks kind of like a dog.
Yeah.
People always
imagine those super mutant
thing.
Dogs.
I
hate those things.
Can I say very quickly my...
No.
Okay, moving on.
Say it's, no. Say it's very slowly.
Okay, I'll take ages to make this
do it
point.
Slowly.
The bit I was playing before, the guy who comes to your door, the Vault Tech guy.
Yes.
Yeah. I have to say, and in the videos I've seen, the facial stuff in this and the voice, the lip syncing is a fucking piece of shit.
It's kind of up and down because
I think Piper specifically, real bad.
I thought she was pretty good.
No, I disagree.
Like some of the main story stuff, they have specific animations for them, and it's a little more intricate and good. But the lip syncing is kind of bad.
I don't expect it to be perfect, but I would expect
it's
by
not
this
Naughty
generation
Dog quality.
To be no, way better than
sure.
what it
well,
is.
It's been a general thing with this like new batch of consoles, I feel like, where they're a little less powerful than people assume they would be.
Right.
It's a little less of a leap than any of the other generations have been before this one. And I think developers are kind of wrapping their heads around that a little bit.
I think you know what they need to go back to? Fuck off this real voice acting shit.
Text?
Bring back a bit of Banjo-Kazooie. Where it's just text and whack, 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 whack.
Yeah.
That'd be so much better.
It's good radio.
All right, so we should wrap this chat up for now. I mean, obviously, we'll come back to this game pretty regularly, I think, because you guys are going to obviously
definitely
keep going
in on it.
Definitely for
the couple of weeks or so.
But let's wrap it up by just saying how we've all been approaching it.
Yeah.
You know, How have you been approaching it?
Well, I kind of, I always fall into a pit with these kind of RPG action-y games where I want to be good at everything.
Yeah.
But Fallout 4, especially reading so much in the lead up, it's like you got to specialize. So I am a gun boy. I love to shoot guns. I'm a bit charismatic and I'm very agile.
And what about in the game? Whip, whip, whip. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
I also got a picture on my phone of Clint Eastwood from The Good, the Bad and the Ugly, and I tried to model the character on that. So that's basically what I'm playing. I'm playing like a kind of good guy, kind of out for himself.
Man with no name.
He's a man with no name. But no, his name is Bill.
That's what's always kind of stressed me out about these types of games is that the degree of customization that you can sort of do what you want.
Yeah.
I get very stressed out by it because I think I'm somehow going to end up having like the wrong experience.
It's scary. I have the exact same thing.
You know what I mean? If I don't make my guy good enough, if I'm not, you know, beefing up the right stats, then when I get to a certain point, I'm going to be fucked and I'm not going to enjoy it. Mm. Like,
when that dude shows up right at the start, the Vault-Tec guy, and asks you to give you what special stats you want.
Yeah.
And you don't really know how they're going to affect you.
Yeah.
But you've got to choose early on.
Yeah.
The good thing about this one is that it doesn't have a level cap and you can just and there's not really the skills anymore. It's all these perks and stuff. It's a little more simple than in previous ones.
Yeah.
And more straightforward. Not like less complex, but a little more straightforward.
Simple to use. Mm. Yeah.
And I'm kind of being a bit too much of like a jack of all trades at this point.
Right.
Because that's what I've always done with these games is with these sorts of things where you pass a level and then you can like beef up things.
Yeah.
Mm. I just always want to keep it balanced.
Right.
I never want to be caught out.
The biggest thing is like lockpicks and hacking I've put a lot into because they cut off stuff that you might be able to get if you don't have that.
Right.
I hate walking past a safe and not being able to get in there.
Yeah.
In daily life and in Fallout. So I'm a big thief.
You're a cat burglar.
Big thief.
Not even a cat. I'm more of a... My first owner is a dog, much like Tommy's. So I'm more of a dog burglar. But okay. It's...
Regular bloody Danny Ocean over here, am I right?
I'm kind of doing everything. I just did this long quest thing that, like, again, this is kind of a spoiler if you haven't seen it. This will give you a good idea of what Fallout's like as well, I reckon, like kind of the tone of it. There's this big chain of quests about this guy called the Silver Shroud, who's a comic book character from before the bombs hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of go around being like this 1940s Dick Tracy Batman type of guy, and you kill all of these villainous people, and it's all real cheesy and camp, and you've got a dialogue option every time to speak as the Silver Shroud. We go like, "Oh, you nefarious villain, how dare you?" And it's so silly and so weird and really fun. I've been enjoying it. So I'm just taking it as it comes, man.
Okay.
What about you, Russell?
I'm a lady and I've got pretty good charisma. I've got a lot of I like my gun, so I've got a lot of different guns. I've got a gun for each weapon type.
So nobody's playing like strength or melee stuff?
No, I don't really like to.
Good.
No,
yeah. I never have.
Look around this room. Do you think any of us are going for strength or melee?
I've always played as a rogue. So.
Yeah. I've got 10 points in fat.
And what about in the game? Yeah!
And the podcast. And the podcast again.
But I'm good for the most part.
What about in the oh fuck?
I'm a opportunistic though, so I will always ask for more money.
Because
I've got pretty good charisma, I'll ask. I usually get it. Yeah. And I've got the Black Widow.
Wait,
perk,
what do you do?
So
you just go around to people and ask them for money.
If they're offering you a job,
yeah.
And because I'm Black Widow, it gives me extra against any men, so I can kill men and also talk them around
yeah
a lot more, so I do that. I rely on that a lot, but I'm super into gun. I've got the gun nut perk a couple of times, so I've customized my weapons quite a lot.
Cool.
And I'm a mad dog, basically.
Sounds it.
Yeah.
So, all right, we're going to come back to this week to week. Does that wrap us up on Fallout 4 for the moment?
I think
anything else you'd like to add?
For now, yeah. I like, again, like, we've all played, what, like 15 hours or more.
How many bags of popcorn would you give it?
Oh.
I wouldn't give it any. I'm keeping them all for myself. I'm not giving it a single one. No, like, it's weird because it's such a big game. You know, we've put in a week's worth of playing into it. I kind of still feel like I have not really scratched the surface that much on it.
Yeah,
it's cool. I always find that a weird moment with games where it's like you go in at the start and I for ages feel like I'm still getting to grips and kind of starting this out, and then it's weird how it like takes you a while to all of a sudden go, oh, I'm deep in this at this point.
Yeah, like, and I can never stop playing
with
it.
With this game, it's almost like, I mean, I've been playing it for a while, but I'm still nowhere near the end.
I've barely gone in on the crafting, on the
totally,
settlements.
There's so many mechanics.
I've still got so
that
much
I've
to
not,
do
yeah.
until my character's like fucking this overpowered beast.
Yep.
Yeah.
I still fucking die a lot.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. I'm trying to play the affections against each mm-hmm. other. So I'm a little bit of a
little bit of a politician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love it. I love how big it is.
And yeah.
Like I was walking along and there was this fun park museum for the Mr. Handys, like those robots that Codsworth is. And I went up to this control tower and talked this robot into believing that I was like the manager of this place. And then they gave me like a grand opening. And I was just like, this isn't a part of any quest.
Yeah.
This is just something that I've stumbled across.
Dicking around, yeah.
Yeah.
And they've let me in and I've talked my way in because I'm a douche.
Yeah. And that is the one thing we probably didn't really touch on, is that it's like a living, breathing world with weird stuff going on all the time. And because the history is so well written and the world is so well drawn, it's great. It's just real. It's like so much cool. Like,
you can wander off. And most of it is really deep. I found this. There's only been one case where I've been like, oh, that wasn't really fleshed out very much. It was just a very small thing where, like, you kill this woman. She had a note on her saying that she had an assassination contract for someone. Then I went to that woman, but I'm playing, like, quite a good character as well.
Yeah, I didn't play. It was annoying because it kept on, like, pointing me to her.
Right, in the
like,
Silver Shroud.
I don't want to kill her. I don't even know who she is.
And so I went up and I found her and I was going to tell her that people were after her. I thought that would be an option, and it just isn't. If you talk to her, she's like, go away, I don't know you.
Yeah, it was really annoying.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
so you can either kill her or just leave her alone.
I assume if I'd have killed her, it would have come back later in the quest, but I don't know if that's the case. Like, at some point, they would have been like, you're not the Silver Shroud, you killed this woman.
Right.
But I've no idea. But most of it is really fleshed out. Right? But we'll leave it till... we'll talk more about it.
Yeah, we'll come back.
Yeah.
A couple of other things we wanted to touch on before we get out of here. Yes. Big news of this week in Nintendo world was they had a Nintendo Direct, which is their little streaming presentations that they do from time to time. And again, the real continuing heartache of being a Nintendo fan is that they announce these directs, and that's in the past, that's when they've announced big new games that are coming out, and it's very exciting news. But it's also where they'll just go, fucking a new Amiibo's coming out in May next year.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah. So it's like, imagine if your like girlfriend told you, like, come around, I got a big surprise for you, like, this is finally the day she's going to propose. You want, in this situation, you want your girlfriend to propose to
totally.
You.
Totally. It's an equal world.
Yeah. But then you go around and she's like, look, I bought this new box of tissues. Yay.
Yeah.
And that
like,
is
well,
what
I guess
this
that's useful, but
why are you going out with this girl?
Yes, Tommy, why are you going out with Nintendo? Why are you still a big fan?
Great question. Mm. There was some cool stuff in this Nintendo Direct. Nothing like at this point, you know, all of us tragics out there, you know, we want them to announce a big new
Mario game gearing up to announce that NX, like,
that's it.
And that'll
that's
be
it.
Next year around
E3. I think maybe the biggest news was sort of just basically putting a rumor to rest, which was they delayed the next Zelda game to next year, and so speculation ran rife that it's not coming out for the Wii U. It's going to be on their new console.
It'll be
both. It's going to end up being
held out. So what was the point of the Wii U then if they're just going to bring out a new console?
Great question.
Very good question.
Just people didn't adopt it, man. They just fucked up. They shouldn't have called it the Wii U for one thing. That was a dumb name, and it's a little thing, but it's a big deal.
Yep.
Where I just said two things that mean completely the opposite
and
of each other.
And it was pretty much a next-gen console that was... I mean, the last gen console that was brought out.
Same as the Wii, though, which did all right. I mean, it did really well.
I mean, the fact that it was HD was like a big deal for Nintendo.
But also, I think you're right. Calling it the Wii U made it sound like an expansion.
A lot of
for
people didn't know that it was a new thing.
And initially, that's what I thought.
And they didn't have like fucking so many people went, okay, well, we're not going to develop games for this.
Yeah.
Someone that's not a big Nintendo, like not even very familiar with Nintendo very well, but I always think that like
Nintendo used to be at the forefront of gaming technology.
They were the big, you know,
like,
they were,
like, this is back Nintendo in the 64.
Yeah.
Just blew everyone's minds. I would go over to this kid's house.
The SNES before that as well was the PS4 of its day, where it's like the default main one that you go to.
Yep.
And now you're just kind of like, where did you...
They've kept trying to do that. Like, they... You know, the 64 was, their big first 3D stuff and all that kind of stuff. And then the GameCube, they went, let's just make a system that's just like a cool system. And that was the first time of them kind of losing footing.
Yeah.
And the system was a bit of a flop. And then the Wii, they tried to do it again with the kind of motion control thing.
Yeah, but then and the graphics and the hardware was just
not and it never really got...
But that, it did really well.
It did really well.
It did really well that it diverted...
And it's been adopted a bunch.
Microsoft and Sony, they were like, maybe we should do something.
Exactly, that's exactly
everyone,
it. Yeah.
This is a Kinect. Dance around in front of this. This is going to be a lot of fun. Oh, wait, it doesn't fucking work at all.
Yeah. And but
no, you have to buy. You have to buy a Kinect if you buy the new one. Oh, no one's paying it. No, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, don't worry.
You're leaving it in the cupboard. Everyone who works Nintendo just sounds like Mario.
Yes. No, that's Microsoft.
Oh, okay, right.
Why?
Hey.
I'm Bill Gates.
This is interesting, getting back to like them kind of kickstarting a new idea. Like, you, Ben, you were just showing us, you've got on your phone the app for Fallout 4, where it links in and it's like a second screen, which is like basically just what the Wii U is trying to be.
Yeah.
Like, where it's like, hey, we'll bring out this whole new controller. It's like, no, you can just put it, people already have it there. Just have it on your smartphones or your iPad.
Which they've gotten onto now. They're starting to release the mobile
app. But in such a very basic way, too late,
Anyway, so the biggest news was, no, the new Zelda is definitely coming out for Wii U. And it's definitely coming out next year. So that's
bucks
definitely happening.
Or more than $20, I would bet. A huge amount of money, I would bet a Wii U or an NX on the fact that it would be another like Twilight Princess was, the cross-platform both.
Maybe.
Because if they're going to launch a new system, the Wii U's fucked. They have to do it either next year or very early the year after.
Has anyone
ever... Here's my theory on that. I reckon Zelda is pretty deep into development at this point.
Yeah.
I reckon Zelda's coming out Wii U. NX launch title. I reckon they're going to try and do another.
Maybe NX
they're
going to
try and do another
compatible.
Super Mario 64. I think that's what they're going to be trying to do. I reckon they're now, because that's the other thing with their last two launches, they haven't had a big launch game.
Yeah,
I mean they had the
since the 64.
They had Twilight Princess with the Wii.
But
that was also a GameCube game, so it didn't really.
Has anyone ever bought? Just this is slightly off topic, but has anyone ever bought like a? Xbox, a game that came out on both gens, but
with
on
both
the last
versions.
Gen.
Oh, like the worst version.
Yeah. Like, I'm so curious as to see what Destiny is even like.
Oh, you know what? I played the demo of Destiny on the PS3.
Oh, I like this. Played a couple of. I got Tomb Raider on the PS3. And then played it on the PS4 as well.
I played Tomb Raider, the first one, on
that
the 360.
That was slightly different, because that was a 360 game.
Yeah.
It was a PS3
like
game, and it was updated.
And there's been a lot of them,
I can't think of any ones that actually straddled the line.
Yeah. That's where that's actually happened.
Yeah.
But I reckon that's what they'll be doing. They'll be working on.
Who knows? Nintendo's weird as fuck as well. So you can't predict what they're going
to
do.
Yeah.
They could just go like, hey, we're done. See ya.
Yeah. see ya.
I mean, there's cool stuff in the announcement. Like, it's kind of like, who gives a shit? But they're, you know, re-releasing the original Pokemon games on the 3DS console, which will make them money. Cloud from Final Fantasy is coming to Super Smash
Bros.
That's
pretty weird. I saw that.
That's pretty cool. Like,
I mean,
that's a cool
thing. It's cool. I don't know if you'd announce it. Like,
I mean, you've got to tell people. Do it in secret.
No, I don't like.
Don't let anybody know.
It's not a press conference worthy event.
It's weird because, like, it's such a strange. Like, with those things, I always think about, like, what kind of fucked up, weird meetings they would have had to have where they're like, okay, who owns the specific rights to this shit? Because this has been on so many different places.
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. But they've also said there's another big update coming in December, which might have even more characters in it and stuff. So maybe it's just a little teaser of hyping that up. And also, it's pretty cool that, I mean, that game's over a year old now and they're still bringing stuff out for it, which again, Nintendo do these, they're sort of learning, you know, they sort of are doing stuff that, people want.
But like, they're doing it in a weird, strange Nintendo way where yeah. they're like, ah, we'll do it at our own pace, whatever.
Yeah. yeah. But that's cool. Like, I'm cool with, like,
it's been good.
I won't play the game for a bit and then all of a sudden a new character comes out. It's like, okay, I'll dust it off again. I'll yeah. go back in.
They've got an HD version of Twilight Princess, speaking of that
yep,
as well.
That that's, looks, that which again, I missed that because I didn't have a GameCube
it's,
at the
it's
time.
It's a pretty good game. It's
and I got the Wii U pretty late and by the time I got it, I sort of, there was enough other stuff to kind of catch yeah. up on.
If you like Zelda, it's a good Zelda.
Being developed in Australia, by the way, by an Australian company.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, good job us.
Oi, Zelda.
Oi, Ganon, you low dog. Star Fox Zero has a release date of April. Again, who knows if it's going to be any good.
Fuck, man. Yeah. And that's been delayed like two or three times yeah. now as well. That's
which,
not
again,
a good...
makes me think maybe it will be good.
Maybe it'll be good.
Maybe feedback. It's either fucked or it's going to be good.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. yeah.
Wow. You fucking called it, man.
All right, Mr. Thomas.
Whoa.
It'll be somewhere between a 0 and a 10 out of 10. I don't know.
Norm
if
Chomsky
it's a 10 out of 10,
spoken.
Though.
Hot take alert.
If it's a 10 out of 10,
Norm
you got yourself
Chomsky.
A masterpiece.
Someone posted on our Facebook page, Norm Chomsky.
So good.
That is Knox.
So
I've
we've
seen
got
him once.
We've also got the news of, again, something that arguably should have been there in the first place, but at least they've listened. The finding levels in Super
oh,
Mario
right.
Maker has been completely overhauled
but,
and going
to
yeah. be way easier
You have
search.
To do it on the on your on a computer, right? You can't do it on the actual
what?
Wii U.
Yes. It's a, I'm not super across the particulars of
I,
it, but yeah.
I think that's what I read. I might be completely wrong about
they
this.
They have
but
set
I'm,
up a website where you can just search yeah. really easily.
And I think that's the only way you can do it.
I get,
and then you
I
get the code
like,
off of the website and you type in
yeah,
the code.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be overhauled within the game as well. I
either way,
be,
honestly, everyone has a computer at this point. What yeah. does it make a difference, yeah. really?
But what's again,
it?
At least they're...
I've got a computer.
Oh, nice.
Huge if true.
Good job,
So that's it. I mean, nothing... Again, I was sort of holding out hope that we'd get a big announcement. Nothing, you no. know, nothing incredible out of it. Splatoon, yeah. new stuff came out for Splatoon the day that they did the Direct, which again, you know, talking of withholding content and games releasing pretty bare bones, that game came out with not much in it, but deliberately where they wanted people to get yeah. the basics and the mechanics down.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And they had it all done and developed and ready, and they've just kind of slowly rolled it out as people yeah. have gotten more familiar with the game, which I really, I think is really cool. Like,
have you tried the
if
new
you like
stuff?
Babies Whoa. Games? Baby's toy.
You didn't realize you were a baby,
fuck,
idiot.
I'm a child in a sea of children. they put a new level up the other day that I played. I haven't spent heaps of time on Splatoon. Like I yeah. kind of yeah, I've been bad with games recently. I haven't been sinking a ton of time.
I've been a bad little boy.
Bad little baby.
Knox, you've also been playing Call of Duty.
Yeah, I did.
Do you want to go in depth on that, or should we save it for another week?
Honestly,
maybe?
There's not a huge
How about
amount
a quick
to go
OD.
In depth on.
Yeah,
I can tell you in the next 2 minutes everything I want to say about
then
that
do
game.
Do it.
Great.
All right.
10 seconds left.
Genuine. I really don't like it. Yep. It's,
have you played Zombies?
I have, and I've never liked Zombies, and I continue to not like Zombies. The multiplayer is fine. It's the same as it's always been. It's yep. pretty good. Like, it works well. I don't like the fact that in the multiplayer now they have these 9 different classes, and it's like these different characters, sort of like one of those MOBA-type games
yeah.
that we talked about, like Dota or whatever, yeah. and it's like they've got their own little skills, and they all look the same, and you hear this exact same fucking dialogue from all of them.
Right, like a Team Fortress or something.
Yeah, and yeah. it but like way less complex and interesting.
Right.
And it's the same as it's been since, like, what, 2007 now. Yeah. And the single player, which I generally like the Call of Duty single players. They're fun, dumb action movies.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
It's fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's one of
He's
the
angry.
Worst...
Yeah.
Oh my god,
up.
No.
He's getting
Mike,
rolled up.
Genuinely, if you want to just turn off the podcast now, don't buy it, is my advice. But
if those
you
games have
more,
never been like, it's always been like, America's awesome.
No, totally.
Here's a terrorist. We're going to kick its ass.
100%.
They're the games for idiots that don't play any other game.
But,
that's what
yeah.
those games are.
Those have, they've done it with just enough of it being fun rather than serious yeah. where it's been cool.
And also initially it was like, oh, a cinematic first person shooter.
And
that's
the,
great.
The
and
first two Black
was,
Ops ones, the stories weren't good, but they...
They
it,
were
it,
stories.
It didn't annoy me.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, A, like the actual game, like the levels are boring. They're the same. There's like yep. two enemies that you fight again and again. The story is genuinely the worst I've ever come across in any type of media.
Computers are bad.
It's fucked. It is that. It's the same thing of like man, are robots people? Oh my god! And that's kind of Fallout 4 too as well, but like not so much. But like, the dialogue is the worst acting I've ever heard, and I've like, including every like school play I was in ever.
Yeah.
It's fucked up terrible. Like this.
All right, mate, we get it.
I can't stress enough. I might have already stressed it enough, but
you did
Call
mention
of Duty,
that. What
Black
did you
Ops
say before the you said? That
oh my god!
Someone had did a bad read.
Yeah,
and they just did it
like
again.
Towards the end of the game, there's this line, and it sticks out like a fucking not a sore thumb, like a broken off thumb, where like you're running
a broken off sore. Thumb isn't sticking out at all if it's broken off.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, okay.
Mate,
a broken
you just fucked up.
you are an idiot.
I guess I actually love it. I don't know.
It you love out. Call out. You're a fucking idiot. Get the fuck out of here.
It sticks out like a big dick.
It's
say it. Say that it sticks out like a big dick.
Say
it. Fucking say
it. Right. It sticks out like a big dick.
Fucking, you fucked it.
You fell into my trap, you idiot.
It sticks out like a huge bean. There's this line. It's just, it's not even the worst part of it. It's just indicative of the rest of it, where, like, the main character especially, he just sounds like this weird, like, guy that took off the street. I'm doing an impression. I haven't gone fucked.
Wow, that's real good.
Do you
have a Christopher Walken in there?
It sounds like what you should sound like.
Yeah.
Apparently the woman is a better actor. But I played as the man, and fuck, he's terrible. It's just it's not a good game. And
C+.
Yeah. In summary, Rent.
I think the lady version in Fallout 4 is a better voice actor as well.
Yeah,
and I think the same thing in Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Well.
It tends to be the case. But yeah. It's Black Ops 3. Just don't buy.
It's a don't buy.
Yeah, it sucks. Right. Skip a year. They come out every year. Skip a fucking year. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Just or do what I do to the Assassin's Creed series and stop buying them.
Just
all
ignore them forever because they now suck always.
Oh, Ubisoft. Yeah, you were once a great company. Now you suck ass.
Far Cry 4 was fine.
Yes.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's also
I just
fair.
Don't care. Nothing that Ubisoft has done is like makes me give a shit.
But man, Fallout 4, pretty good.
Pretty good.
And the podcast.
And the podcast.
Well, we've been gabbing for quite a while now, so I think we should put a pin in this.
Yep.
Ben Russell, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Where can people find you online if they want to think about those beans?
If you want to think about those beans, you can follow me on Twitter at Ben Russells.
I heard when Fallout 4 came out, the traffic to Ben Russell's just went down so
went
much.
Went downhill.
People used to go jerk it to his Twitter account. They were too busy playing Fallout 4.
Man, that is a good quip. For
he's
the listeners,
got,
I was doing
he's
a jack-off.
He's got such hot takes. How does he think of this stuff that no one retweets her favourites?
Brutal.
We're Filthy Kaz Pod. On Twitter, we're Filthy Casuals Podcast.
Yes.
On Facebook.
Yep.
Honk that like button. Get on iTunes. Give us a nice review if you're enjoying it. It really does help all that stuff. Helps us climb them charts.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week.
We were in the top 50 of comedy podcasts.
Who cares?
Fuck off.
also, I'm... No, nothing.
No, go on, what?
What are you?
Really excited to be part
You're
of this.
A big bad baby.
send us stuff that you want us to talk about.
Yep.
We'll be back next week with more hot Fallout takes and anything else that's going on in the week, I guess. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and we'll see you next time. Bye.
See you in the digital world.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.